This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. Today I want to talk about your contribution. Now, what I mean is what you leave behind. Because in essence, we already know that you come here with nothing. And you leave with nothing. You leave it all behind. So what is the significance of your lifetime? What is the significance of your journey here? Well, actually, it's what you contribute. And let's think about it. Let's take a look at the journey of a lifetime in the sense that when you're young, you are full of energy. You see that with teachers taking a classroom of little kids down the road to, go to the playfield. And they're bouncing and jumping and running and giggling and laughing and spinning around. Just full of energy. Absolutely brimming over. Can't hold them in. And the kids are so full of energy. And it carries on. The youth, everybody sows their wild oats. Everybody bounces around. Some people like speed. Like the throttle, hooning, doing all sorts of things, into middle age and life, businesses, gonna change the world, gonna make a difference, gonna stand up for sustainability, gonna improve the situation. And as they get into their later years, they want to finish things off. There's things they didn't get done, or things they still want to do. My bucket list. They have concepts that didn't get expressed, etc. And they're accumulating all the way along the journey, accumulating things, so-called friendships, which are really acquaintances, a few friendships. They're accumulating the stuff, you know, the house, the car, the kids, maybe the golf clubs or trophies or a lot of pictures of family or know everybody in town. But where's the contribution? Where is what makes a difference in such a level that when they're gone, it matters? Where is the position, the point of view that helps others grow? We have to stop and look at our situation. What do we actually have as knowledge? What knowledge can I contribute to you? Not opinion. Everybody's got an opinion. All right, fine. But if that opinion isn't based on facts, it's just based on mere mental speculation or some isolated incident that you experienced, it doesn't have any lasting value. We've talked about this before, where you meet someone, and if they're honest to you and tell you the significant points of their life's journey, and you in kind deliver the same analysis of your life, you both go away awakened, a little bit more knowledge, a little more understanding. But if they deceive you and tell you a story, I did this, I did that, I know this person, I know that, da 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 da, and it's all superficial, there's no real substance, you don't learn anything from it. So in the human form of life, we talk. We have the ability to communicate. We can listen closely. We can interact. You watch their eyes and listen with your ears to get the level of sincerity in what they're saying. Well, the point here today is look at yourself. What are you projecting? What are you contributing? Are the things that you say absolute? Are the things that you say knowledge? Are you actually helping, assisting, benefiting, informing others? Or are you a parasite where you simply repeat what you hear on the television and you have no idea if it's true or not? I met a man this morning telling me all about this particular subject, and I go, do you have experience in that subject? No. Do you know those people you're talking about? No. Well, where did you get all this perspective, point of view? Well, basically, it ends up coming from the television set. And I'm going, then you're insane. There is no way that anyone can get knowledge from the television set. You get information, but you do not get knowledge because they don't want you to. We've discussed that before. If any given incident or event Let's say there's 10 facts that describe the incident. How did this happen? Why did this happen? Who did it? Blah, 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 blah. 10 facts. But if I'm on the other end and I have those 10 facts and I run the media, I'm going to turn around and say, well, I can give you 7. And I can choose whether it's the first 7 or it's the second 7. And split up the information such that you will come to the conclusion about that event. I want you to. And if you realize that they can turn around and hire 6-figure psychologists that'll come in there and help them to spin the way they present it, and it's all turned out into a script that some pretty girl reads on the television, and you end up thinking, it's true. If you actually investigate the incident or you have first-hand knowledge of the incident, you'll see that, well, what they said was true, but they didn't tell it all. And if they'd have told it all, everybody would have a different conclusion. So this person is standing there saying, I'm not controlled by the media, when his very subject matter he brought up shows he is. That he's only repeating the conclusion that he was given and the media wanted him to come to. But everybody's so arrogant, everybody is so selfish, everybody is so puffed up, everybody is so cocksure that they can't be controlled, they can't be twisted, their minds can't be taken into control. But the facts prove it's the opposite. Nearly everybody is under control of the media. And the media is deceptive at every level. The media has its own agenda. And it's not for the growth and development and maturity of the human race. Because for the humans to grow and become better beings, they must have knowledge. And knowledge is what they're controlling that you don't get to know. We have the same problem right now with Google. Google is editing everything. Google's been described, last year, Google took over as the most evil corporation on the planet from Monsanto. Not many people know that because everybody gets their information from Google. But the analysis done from the outside, looking at how much factual data is there, how impartial is the information given, how complete is the information given, and Google failed. They failed seriously on many, 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 many aspects of human interaction and knowledge. So now we have to see that, wait a minute, we're in a world that is appearing to be one thing, but it's actually another. And now we can get this back to the Vedic knowledge. The Vedic wisdom teaches that, yes, this material world is illusory by nature. It is full of things that appear to be one, but they're actually another. So the Vedic wisdom has the concept that every man is supposed to know everything that he needs to elevate his consciousness. That means he must have knowledge. He doesn't need information. He needs knowledge. And what is the difference? Knowledge advances your consciousness and teaches you your actual position, your actual origin, and the actual goal of this human form of life. And it teaches you how to make your positive contribution such that it benefits you and others simultaneously. So, we have a society that's not working on that. But the Vedic wisdom said that's the only thing society should be working on. So this illusory status means that if everybody is doing the wrong things and valuing information, not knowledge, this society must, by its own actions, collapse. It cannot sustain itself because it's deceived about what is required for sustaining itself. Just like we've talked about before, the meat-eating concept. Everybody thinks meat-eating is normal and natural and necessary, and yet it's none of the three. But if you stop and realize that you don't produce the meat, you are a consumer. So the people that produce the meat can turn off your food source whenever they want. But if you lived off of agrarian-based, you can grow your own food if they turn off the food at the supermarket. But if you weren't thinking like that, you think, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. It'll never happen. Oh, yes, it will. It'll happen before your next birthday. This situation on the planet is much more difficult, much more dangerous, much more urgent than anybody's aware of, because they're all concerned with information, not facts. So we're in the situation where the essentials of your life are controlled by somebody else. I had a newsletter come in to my email of a person I know in California. And he said that how the power company shut the power off really without notice for 2 days plus for some event, some information, some changing, some upgrading. They just did it. Poof, bang, you're out of power for 2 days. And the people were so caught off guard that something like 75 to 80% of the people within 24 hours left their homes and went to relatives in other cities or whatever to sustain. They were unable to sustain over the 24-hour period at home. So we're in that situation. Nobody has stock up of anything. Do you have a closet full of extra food? Do you have another water source? Do you have, do you have the necessities that you require for your life?
I got chips. I got Kentucky Fried.
But if these situations are cut off for any reason, I posed that question in a conversation the other day. Let's say there is a hiccup in the supply of fossil fuels and there is only a period of 1 month that the country doesn't have any fuel. What's going to happen? Are you ready for that? Because you know you can't get to work, and you know that nobody else can either, and you know you can't do this and that and this and that, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Similarly, are you prepared for a power outage for a week, 2 weeks, a month? Some issue happens, some of the big pylons go down. Are you prepared? No. So we are in a society that is dependent upon a system that we do not have control over, and we do not have a backup. And yet we all know, ask anybody, that the basic systems, the infrastructure, the whole variety of aspects that control our essentials are gradually and openly deteriorating. So in the Vedic literature, it is proposed by the Lord that you should be land-based for survival. Everybody. This situation to the cities is only possible if there's enough people on the land tilling and producing from it. But if you do any type of research on this, you'll find that there's only 3% of the people produce food. The rest of the people are parasites to the system. And yet the system is dependent upon fossil fuels and electricity. And you don't produce either one, nor have a reserve of any of these things we're talking about. So you aren't really able to make a contribution that matters. If you had some alternative energy, if you had some alternative food, if you had some alternative water or means to protect any of those or store any of those, and the money and resources to do distribution, okay, you could say that you're going to make a positive contribution, but you don't. And do you even know anybody who does? No. Because the system has been so gauged that the media makes you think there's no reason for that. That's silly. The system will never break. Come on. There's always enough. Never mind. Well, you're living in a world where you can be cut off at any time. I was talking with another gentleman. He was talking about how you can only spend so much on your credit card. And I says, well, how much is that? Oh, it depends on how much money you have. I said, well, of course. That's what it's a bank account's about, isn't it? You put $50,000 in the bank, you can go spend up to $50,000. No. You can only spend $1,200 a day. I says, what? Nobody has the right to tell you how much you can spend in a day if you have money in the bank and you want to spend it. They can't stop you from doing that. It's your money. Oh, no, not anymore. So in other words, money, power, energy are all controlled
and food, excuse me, money, power, energy, food, they're all under control of someone else. And there's no one listening to this program who can do without those. You're not prepared. You're not independent. Well, this is crazy. So the Vedic literature says you should be self-sufficient on the land. That's the only safe platform. Yet people don't own any land. Now we're in the situation where the banks, and the Bank of London, I think it is, the combination turns it out that 90-some percent of all the land in the world is owned by the banking system. You know that's a fact. If you need a loan, well, have you got any land? Do you have a house? We'll give you a loan if you have a house. Used to be they give you a loan if you have a car. Oh, no, that's gone on. It used to be you could actually sign a note that said, I promise to give you back your money. Oh, no, 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 no. You have to put up your land. And gradually, over the last 70 years, 50, 60 years, they've got all the land. So we're in a very precarious situation. So what is your contribution to solving this problem? You come into the world with nothing and you leave with nothing, but how are you going to sustain long enough to get your act together and become a divine, God-conscious person who does nothing but benevolent if you have no resources, if you have no control over the essentials of life, if you're not contributing to the essentials of life? We become completely distracted by shit that doesn't matter. One more electric tool, another more electric device, another more shiny little object. And sure enough, the people get more and more and more and more distracted from the purpose of life, solving the suffering, putting an end to the cycle of birth and death. You're supposed to have no issue with the essentials of life, and you're supposed to be focusing on your spiritual development. Reviving your original consciousness as a servant of God. That's who you really are. We all are servants of God. And we're supposed to make a unique contribution to that service with our free will and our determination. And what's happening? Everybody's lost in things that don't make any contribution to the development of your consciousness. We are actually all in this material world, in this day and age, we are actually in a situation where it is a very precarious and very dangerous environment we live in, and everybody is simply trying to enjoy and ignore that fact. And because of that, this society will collapse. It cannot sustain with that mentality. So are you even thinking about that? Do you realize that these forces are in action, are working, and your necessities of life are not in your control, and you need to make a positive contribution to the necessities of your life? I'm going to work, and I'm earning money, and I'm paying my bills. That's not a positive contribution, guy. Sorry. That does not give you any security whatsoever. This is called hand-to-mouth. The banks have been working systematically in concert with the governments to get everybody, all the companies, all the people, all the children, all the education system, all the independent things, everything other than the government, on a hand-to-mouth basis globally. Well, it's almost there. It's working. If you weren't hand-to-mouth, look at what you'd be able to do. Look how many things you could correct. Look how many things you could perform. Look how many things you could contribute. Look how much help you could be. Look at how good you'd be and how good you'd feel. No, it's not like that. The system has already been tricked to where everybody's living hand-to-mouth and they think, this is what matters. Most people are working their life away to pay for a debt that was only an entry on a computer screen. It's not actually real money. They fake the money system. The fiat money system is fake. They're constantly able to create money out of nothing and make you pay them to use some of it. Totally backwards. So we're in a very precarious situation here in this material world. And yet everybody is sleeping with trying to enjoy, to deny any responsibility, or to avoid making any change to their life that would upset their little happy they're living in, and actually make a stability out of their life. Well, that's coming up. That is going to be, it is being, it just hasn't come to the surface. That's being forced
on humanity. That the humans are going to have to take care of themselves because the system is dissolving right under our feet. So this is a major responsibility for those of us in the human form of life. First of all, we've been too lax with developing ourselves and sustaining ourselves and becoming lazy, and therefore the human society becomes at risk by those who take over the task. Now we're in the situation where we actually need to do something such that we can survive if they turn off any one of the essentials. And we need to be in the situation where we can sustain and hopefully be compassionate and generous to help others sustain. Because this platform needs to be maintained so that you can actually get on with the goal of life, of reviving your spiritual consciousness and your spiritual duty, and engaging in loving devotional service, and supporting others to understand this material life is a temporary nonsense. Our real life is eternal life, and we can attain that by developing our love of God. So we're in the situation today where our dependency makes us vulnerable because we're not making the right kind of contribution. And we're not independent of people who you can't trust. If they're tricking the media and they're contaminating the food and water and they're contaminating the news and they're controlling the money, why? They have an agenda that's not healthy for humanity, yet you're dependent on it. You need to awaken to this. And you need to realize they're frustrating my achieving the supreme goal of life in loving devotional service because they have control of the essentials and they're making me go to work and buy them from them. The Vedic literature says nothing that they're selling you belongs to them. It all belongs to the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead owns everything because he created, he maintains. This is his planet. Everything on it. You come with nothing, you leave with nothing. There's no exception to that rule. Well, who owns it eternally? The Lord. So we have a system where these people are stealing the Lord's resources he provided for everybody and selling them on to everybody else, keeping them unable to be their true, benevolent, caring, conscious self. And keeping them from noticing that the Lord is waiting for them to raise their consciousness to the highest levels of love of God. This is a bottom line thing, really. This is a clearer perspective of what we're going through. And what we see on the television, what we see in our society, what we see on the streets, and the way people act toward each other, and the way they think within themselves, is all one big illusion that is breaking down. Because their dependency and the inability of the system to sustain us all is becoming obvious. So this is a very interesting time we're in. And the next 12 months is going to be a very powerful period in the history of humanity. Because we're coming to a head where the surrender and service to the Lord is not the focus. And the selfishness and the need to enjoy no matter what, how difficult, how bad, how whatever it is being replaced. And it's turning everybody into selfishness. And the answer to life is selflessness. But we're caught in a system that won't let us be selfless. So we must work outside of the system for love of God. Become self-sufficient. If you can, live on the land. Work with communities to grow food immediately. Understand your dependency. Always protect fresh water. Always protect children. Always protect the women. Always protect the old people who have knowledge you will need. These things need to become standard in your mind. You need to refocus on what is important. If we're going to sustain as a humanity so we can develop love of God like we're supposed to, we have to work outside of their system as soon as possible, collectively, cooperatively. I do not care what race, creed, color, age, sex, gender, whatever you are. You're a human in the human race. And the human race needs to take care of itself and use your hands to sow seed and take care of all of the lower species that are dependent on us. This is a duty here in the material world we have to maintain. The system, the balance of nature is set up that way. If you just maintain your responsibility in the balance of nature, it can all change. And if you deny it and you go ahead and allow yourself to be dependent upon a system that's crumbling in front of your very eyes, you will be a victim of that system. The Lord wants you to be God conscious again, wants you to be His servant, wants you to make the ultimate contribution. Love of God, giving love of God, caring for others, selfless devotion. That's where you're going to find what you need, and that's what's going to get you through.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.